morning. It's the Whip Wake Up Show, 5:45 and 68 degrees. It's a Try It Again Thursday. Trying it again for a couple of, $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards this morning. Coming up, Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin, courtesy of them. That's coming up after 7:15. Secret Sound stumped people yesterday, Micah Bailey, but we'll see how people fare this morning. And then nobody gets it at 7:15. We got some clues in mind, right?
We do, yes.
All right. Yep. So here's what's on my mind, first thoughts today, is so I'm walking along. Yesterday, my daughter's been having some issues with an older car of hers. I drove it, dropped it off at Birch Street Auto, and was walking home. And yeah, I was looking at my phone some as I'm walking on the sidewalk, but a guy on a... Well, it looked to be a mountain bike as he whizzed by me. He came zooming along on the sidewalk, cruising right past me. Now, he missed me and there was nothing, but I've got a friend that, an acquaintance, if you will, a friend who was hit by a bike on the sidewalk many years ago and has never been the same. And I was just, what's your thoughts on bikes driving fast on the sidewalk? Aren't they supposed to be in the street? This guy had a helmet on and everything.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I think... See, I live in the country, so everybody just walks or bikes on the side of the road. And so I've never really run into that being confined to a narrow spot. I don't know what the official rules are for bikes. But I guess I'm just wondering, I think, like, maybe bikes should be on the road.
Right.
And then, because at least around Eau Claire, aren't there bike lanes specifically for bikes?
Yeah, and again, Birch Street's a busy street.
Okay.
It's a long street, but it just seemed to me like I can see where, hey, I'm going to go on the sidewalk, but...
Yeah.
It just seems like you do run the risk of plowing into people.
Yeah.
More than you would on the street. And then, you know, and then we've got like the bird scooters. That's a whole nother thing.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That, again, I guess I had a, I talked about it on the air recently on a Sunday morning crossing the street and it came up and I waited for this car and it didn't stop. It rolled right through a stop sign.
Oh, boy.
So that was interesting. And then, like, the next day, I think I was on a downtown street, and somebody on one of those bird scooters came. It was a close call. So just these different close calls makes me think of the older Amy Grant song, Angels, where she talks about angels watching over me. So, anyhow, just some thoughts here. First thoughts on WWIB. Your thoughts about bikes on the sidewalk? Let me know on the listener line, 715-396-1670. Wow. Well, Elvis fans are descending on Memphis this week to celebrate Elvis. Let rock. Everybody let rock.
Everybody in old Sam Clark. Who's dancing to a jailhouse rock? It's Elvis Week 2026, and the festivities are in full swing at his iconic Graceland home. The 10-day festival celebrates Presley's life and music 49 years after his death.
And his death anniversary is this week, and I still remember the day, Mike, and you've given me some instances, I mean, already, where as a 21-year-old, I've mentioned some things, you're like, I don't know who that is, I don't know what that is. And so, but here's the thing, yeah, 1977, I still remember exactly where I was, where it broke onto the television, Elvis Presley was dead at the age of 42.
Oh.
And so that's a lot of years, 49 years ago. This very week, again, if not today, I think maybe tomorrow, the anniversary, something like that. So, anyhow. Finally, this morning, we do have a devotion from Bob Goss, Live in Grace, Walk in Love. It's God sent you an invitation to live your faith by going big on love. Acts 22:16. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. Goff says every year on the first Thursday in February, thousands of leaders from around the world show up for the National Prayer Breakfast in D.C. The event casts a wide net and brings together different faiths and perspectives to find common ground. For a few days each year, these leaders join hands across faith traditions and denominations to listen to one another, pray together, and find community. It's inspiring to see people who normally stay in their camps come together to pray for justice and peace. They usually find the group that they've been avoiding or vilifying has the same dreams and hopes they do. Goff says you only get to attend the event by invitation. That's not a guarantee every year, but who needs an invitation to get together with friends for prayer and encouragement? Every year, Goff says, I put this gathering on my calendar with plans to attend whether I'm invited or not. I know either way I can stay at the hotel across the street and get a couple of donuts with friends. A lot of us are waiting for invitations to things we're already invited to. When it comes to breaking down barriers and pursuing peace and justice, we don't need to wait for an invitation. Sure. There might be limited spots in certain places, but there's no limit on the availability or power of love. We don't need permission to bring people together to spread love in the world either. Stop waiting for an invitation to live your faith. God already asked you to come, and his invitation to love is everywhere for wherever you are and whoever you're with. Today's closing question, what invitation are you waiting for? Our morning promise of the day from 365promises.com. Earlier, promise number 225 on the year was Psalm 103, 2 and 3. Forgiveness and healing are among my many benefits. And so Micah and I are going to share the devotion that Barry Adams, every day he's got a new picture, a new promise, and a new devotion. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot to do.
It is. Okay, so we're going to alternate paragraphs, and here we go. We heard the promise, and Barry says, when a person is interviewing for a new job, one of the questions that they would typically ask is, could you tell me about the benefit package for this job? He says different jobs have different benefits, such as health care, dental plans, retirement plans, etc.
In this promise, David worships God and reminds himself not to forget the many benefits of a relationship with God. In verse 3, David declares two of these benefits, forgiveness and healing.
Interestingly, says Barry, David needs to remind himself not to forget all God's benefits. He says the Lord exhorted the Israelites not to forget all the miraculous things that he had done for them in the past. That's why they created monuments of his goodness and annual feasts, so they'd remember and not forget.
In Luke 22, 14 through 20, Jesus shares the Passover supper with his disciples and encourages them to remember him every time they partook of the bread and wine. It was important to Jesus that his disciples remembered the price that he was going to pay for their salvation, for it is in the remembering of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection that we continue to partake of the fullness of his life.
And Barry closes out by saying, my encouragement to you today is to bless the Lord with all your soul and remember all the many benefits we've received from our elder brother, Jesus Christ. Again, that promise of the day, Micah from 365promises.com is...
forgiveness and healing are among my many benefits.
Psalm 103, 2 and 3. Secret Sound, WWI, be your chance to win $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards on the WIB Wake Up Show at 7:19. Halvo and Micah, the WIB Wake Up Show, or Mark and Micah making M&Ms in the morning today, and then Caleb back tomorrow. All right, so we had a bunch of guesses. Three different times we played yesterday's Secret Sound. No winner, Micah.
No winner at all. We had guesses included hoe in the ground, a postal pounder, meat cleaver, things like that.
Yeah, lots of good guesses, but nobody got it. So again, in case you missed it, this is the sound we're working on. It's kind of short, sweet, to the point. What is that the sound of? And people have kind of collectively felt like it's kind of some kind of a pounding or something. And okay, so the first clue coming after 7:45, you've had a chance to sleep on it. Any other guesses this morning? Again, clue coming after 7:45 if we don't get a winner. What is that secret sound? 7-2-3-25-55. 7-2-3-2-5-5-5.
Maybe you're listening, you woke up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat and realized, aha, I know what it is. Call us back. Guess away.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Black River.
All right, Steve, what is that?
It sounds like horseshoes.
Somebody guessed that.
We had that the other
day. A backup guess?
I can't think of one at the minute.
All right, thanks for trying. All right, 7-2-3-2-5-5-5. What is this secret sound for $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards, courtesy of Window Depot, USA of Northwest Wisconsin? What is that secret sound? 7-2-3-2-5-5-5. Or do you just say, we need a clue? 7-2-3-2-5-5-5, 7-2-3-25-55. It's occurring to me for the first time a possible clue, and I know you wrote some down, Micah, of what we might be able to say that it's not. So, I don't know. We'll have to confer. But going once, going twice. All right, we're going to push this off. WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning. 12 and a half before 8 o'clock and 69 degrees. Great to have you aboard. Secret Sound. We've given it four tries, three yesterday, one today, and no winner yet for $20 in delicious Dairy Queen gift card spending. And, however you'd like to spend it there at DQ, courtesy of Window Depot, USA of Northwest Wisconsin. And we're going to give you a clue. So let's hear the sound. Again, it's short, sweet, to the point. What is that? And here's the clue. The first clue is, It is not any kind of metal on metal. It is not any kind of metal on metal, okay? So as you hear that, it is not metal on metal when you hear this sound here. What is it? 7232555. Micah, it is not metal on metal.
It is not, Mark.
All right. So some of the guesses have included digging a hole, a hammer hitting steel, cutting a watermelon, sharpening a knife, a hi-hat from a drum kit, or a post-hole pounder. It is not any of those, and it is not metal on metal. So what is it? Let us know for $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards. Otherwise, Micah and I would be glad to use these. If that's what you listeners decide, you just want to cry uncle and say,
yeah,
you guys go have a great time at Dairy Queen. We'll go have lunch, get ice cream. I'll share yours with somebody else.
Okay.
723-255-5, 723-2555. Blizzards and dip cones and hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken at Dairy Queen. Thanks to the good folks at Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. Give them a ring in terms of getting an estimate on getting your windows done. Any guessers left? We've given you a clue. It's not metal on metal. What is this, rascal?
Man, quite the stumper.
You actually... we're the person behind this.
Yes, and again, I'm the instigator.
And again, you never know. You never know in terms of are people going to get this right away or not. But we are getting some guesses now.
All right, let's see what we got.
At 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, try it again. I'm sorry, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Joe Grace. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Joe, my friend Joe. Man, I miss you. How are you?
Hey, doing good.
All right, buddy. You're working in Stanley now, right?
I am. Yeah, I'm off today, but in Stanley.
All right. Well, and you had a good week at camp at Inspiration Point?
It was excellent week at camp. The most severe thing I had to treat was an upset stomach, so it was an awesome week.
One of the guys I was in Chicago with, Joe and I will eventually get to the guests, but one of the guys I was in Chicago with, his son Micah, was up there, one of your campers, and so he said you did a good job. So, all right.
Not me, Micah, though.
Awesome. I remember Micah. We played some hacky sack together.
Yeah, he's a sixth grader. Okay, we're going to finally let you guess, Joe. Otherwise, we're just having fellowship hour. So what's your guess?
You know, I was thinking, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but like a sickle cutting grass.
Yeah, a sickle cutting grass. If it's not metal on metal, could it be a sickle cutting grass? Micah, is that it?
It is not. Sorry.
Right. Thanks, Joe. Good to talk. We could have talked all day. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy from Ojibwa.
Roxy, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Is it swatting a fly with a fly swatter?
Oh, swatting a fly. Let's listen. Is that swatting a fly, Micah?
Not quite. Sorry.
It is not swatting a fly. We'll take three more guesses if you guys got it in you. 723-2555. It's not metal on metal. That's our first clue for Secret Sound for $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. What is that?
Yeah, very quick. It's a very fast sound.
723-2555. Going once, going twice, and it looks like they're going to wait till after 8:15.
Do we have someone?
Oh, I guess you're right. All right, just in the nick of time, Micah spotted it.
Yeah.
Wow. If they win, they can thank Micah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Candace from Fall Creek.
Candace, what do you think that is?
Is it two glasses clinking together?
Oh, yeah, if it's not metal on metal, could it be? Let's listen. Is that two glasses clinking together?
Not quite.
Sorry, Candace. Appreciate that. At that conference, I was supposed to hear from Candace Cameron Bure, but she had a family situation arise, and they booked her for next year. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Eric. I'm calling from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Eric, give us the right answer.
It sounds like the pressure valve being released on a CO2 tank for a soda dispenser.
Okay, let's listen. A pressure valve being released on a CO2 tank for a soda dispenser. Is that... what this is, Micah?
That is quite the specific guess.
Yeah.
Another kind of food-related one, but it is not. Sorry.
All right, one last guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, something.
We lose him?
All right, sorry about that.
Uh-oh.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Mike Mondovi.
Hey, Mike, good to hear from you. What's your guess?
A staple gun.
A staple gun. Is that what... This is?
Oh.
I think we did have something like
that.
We had
a stapler.
A stapler, but a staple gun. It's not a staple gun, Mike. So thanks for trying. We're going to have to give everybody another clue. Still in pursuit of the $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards from us here at WWIB. All right. It is Secret Sound on a Try It Again Thursday, WWIB. We're going to give you a clarification on the first clue and a second clue as we vie for $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. The sound is this. That is the very short Secret Sound. What is it? And again, Micah, we've got some clarifications, and so let's get to it. Now, our first clue was, I said, it's not metal on metal. So by that, I guess I took it for granted that metal is at least partly involved here.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
So again, metal is partly involved of this correct answer, but it is not metal on metal. And what is our second clue then?
Our second clue is this kind of a thing is found in the Bible.
All right. All right. So again, and we should probably confer real quickly. So just listen to this music. We have clarification. We have oneness of mind. And so we are ready to go to the phones. Again, it's metal, but it's not metal on metal. And it is found in this object found in the Bible. So yes. Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Rich from Kerryville.
All right, Rich, trying back today. What do you got?
Yeah, is it like a spear going into something?
A spear going into something. Let's listen. Micah, is that a spear?
No, it is not.
Good try. Again, we did say it's metal, but it's not metal on metal. And it's found in the Bible. So, Christian Radio, why not? 723-2555, $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards. We want to give them away here, courtesy of Window Depot, USA of Northwest Wisconsin. 723-2555, 723-2555.
We got another caller.
Yeah, we do. Hi, okay. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky.
How about a sword going into its sheath?
A sword?
Let's listen to the sound again.
All right, let's listen to it. A sword going into its sheath. So, or a...
Not quite.
Well, boy, I tell you what. It is a sword. You've given us that. But we're going to give you one last chance to restate the latter part of that. It's a sword what? Vicky?
I'm thinking, okay. If it's not hitting metal on metal, it's not hitting another sword. So is it sticking it in the ground?
It is not sticking it in the ground. So.
Quite, yeah.
Sorry for that. All right, so give her a chance. She got part of this, but she didn't get exactly the answer we're looking for in terms of the sound you're hearing. So it is not a sword going into its sheath. And it's also, she said it was a sword
going into the ground.
Into the ground. So it's not either.
It's not
of those.
That.
So 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil from Whitehall.
All right, Virgil, bring it home.
I'm sword striking a rock.
A sword striking a rock. That is unfortunately not the correct answer either. So thanks for playing along here on WWIB. All right, well, we've landed on this. This is kind of like when we play. One song, one second, one fest. If you get the artist, you need to get the song.
Yeah.
When it was Debbie Boone, it took a really long time. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Eric. I hope I can call again.
All right, Eric, where are you calling from?
Chippewa Falls.
All right, Eric, what do you think?
Actually, now that you gave all the clues, it actually sounds like a sword striking a wooden shield.
A sword striking a wooden shield. Let's listen. Is that a sword striking a wooden shield?
It is not.
All right, good try. Thanks. We'll take three more, and then we're done until after 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lexi from Fairchild.
Lexi, what do you think?
Could it be a sword on the grindstone?
A sword on the grindstone. Is that what that is? It's not. Sorry. We'll take two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
Yeah.
How about sharpening a sword?
We know it's a sword, and so it's a sword. What about a sword? Your original guess was a sword going into a sheath, And now you're saying a sword doing what?
Being sharpened.
Being sharpened. Is that what this is, Micah?
No, it's not.
It's not a sword being sharpened. All right, one last guess until after 8:45. We're so close. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, last guess this go-round. What is it?
If this is right, I want you to give it to Vicky.
Wow, okay.
It's a sword being pulling out of the sheath.
A sword being pulled out of the sheath. So Vicky had originally said sword going into. Is this a sword going out of the sheath?
It is.
Yes, it's the sword being pulled out of the sheath. Let's listen. That's what that is. It's the sword. We recorded it all the way yesterday morning.
Yep.
Micah, where did you get the sword from?
I got it from my uncle. I just have this big, it's like 40 inches long.
It's huge. You guys could play Braveheart. I mean,
yeah, pretty much. But, well, no, just wanted to be specific, you know, like swords can go in sheaths, but coming out is a different.
Right. It's a different sound.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and you're going to give it to Vicky. Well, that's so kind of you, Linda. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Linda, she's gone. She won. She walked. It was a walk-off.
Yeah.
Yep. Linda's like, I'm out of here. She walked it off. So, all right, Vicky in Eau Claire, the $20 in Dairy Queen gift cards, courtesy of Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin, and courtesy of Linda in Chippewa Falls. So that's what's great. We have the best listeners in the world, and you'll find this on Saturday mornings. Sometimes listeners will dedicate songs to each other, and they know that so-and-so's got this favorite group. And
that's
so
neat.
All right, 13 before 9 and 71 degrees, and sometime over the next couple of days, barring anything unexpected, the Perseverance rover on Mars is going to set the record for most distance traveled by an off-Earth rover. Opportunity managed to travel 45.16 kilometers over the Martian surface, and as of now, Perseverance is at 44.36 kilometers traveled. That was as of yesterday, so
Perseverance has managed the feat over a course of 1,941 Martian days, much faster than the 5,352 that Opportunity was in service, thanks largely to the significantly more sophisticated onboard self-driving technology that the newer rover, launched in 2020, possessed compared to the 2003 rover.
Huh, Curiosity, basically a twin of the Opportunity rover that launched 9 years earlier, has traveled 38.6 kilometers over its service.
Opportunity was launched in 2003 and vastly exceeded its original 90-day mission, remaining active on Mars for more than 14 years. It ultimately traveled 45.16 kilometers, which is 28.06 miles, setting the off-Earth roving distance record before its final communication in 2018.
Curiosity was launched 15 years ago and landed on Mars in 2012 to investigate the planet's past habitability. Still active today, it's explored the Martian surface for more than 14 years and is getting tired. No, I just threw that last part in there.
Gotcha. So. Perseverance was launched in 2020 and landed on Mars in 2021 as NASA's most sophisticated Mars rover to date. Equipped with advanced autonomous driving capabilities, it is searching for signs of ancient microbial life, collecting samples, and has set several Mars driving records.
Wow.
Yeah.
The things you learn in the WIB Wake Up Show.
Off-Earth records.
I guess.
I kind of take it for granted, like, you know, just there's so much, I guess, to look at Mars. I mean, more than just red and dirt. Maybe.
Well, and again, I just think about technology.
Yeah.
And just, it's crazy, right? Wow.
But the self-driving stuff is cool, though.
And that's the direction we're moving. I was just reading about a Ben Affleck movie. He plays a mayoral candidate who is, there's a whole crash in terms of a self-driving vehicle. But yeah, that's the direction we're going.
Yeah.
But if they get to self-driving trucks, think how many lost jobs that is.
Like the semi-trucks you're saying?
Yes. I know.
But.
And they talk about all the jobs that AI is doing. Well, you can always turn to ventriloquism.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I asked you off the air. Now, this is something we're wrapping up 3 days together, so, and we have 10 minutes left. But real quick, you do ventriloquism. Can people see some of your stuff on YouTube?
Yeah, they can. Yep.
Okay.
So
what's the channel?
The channel is called Genai Rubrae. It's a Latin term.
It's called what?
Genaerubrae. Ventriloquism.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was a homeschool kid. I'm a Latin nerd, so.
Okay.
So Genaerubrae, ventriloquism. It's Latin for red cheeks because my cheeks, if you don't know me, my cheeks get very red whenever I'm in front of people.
Yeah.
And so I just, in honor of that, just thought I'd use that for my title, but been doing it for about a year. Got into it because my grandmother was a ventriloquist back after she graduated college for a summer, was with like a traveling VBS group.
That's strange because you don't hear a lot about women ventriloquists. Yeah. You don't. It seems like some of the famous ones are in the past and today, but
Darcy Lynn as of late is probably the most recent female ventriloquist.
Okay.
But one of the stories that fascinated me as a young kid, my grandma, so they would do VBS things at churches where she would do ventriloquism, and there was one church that thought she was demon possessed.
Oh my.
Because some church in Canada.
Okay.
Yep. Wow. So that fascinated me. I'm like, man, this is kind of cool.
Not true. Kind of the opposite, right? All right. Well, you enjoy it. And again.
Yep.
Maybe we can share.
Maybe. I mean, there are ventriloquists like Edgar Bergen started on radio, but otherwise it's kind of more of a visual art.
For sure.
So, because otherwise you don't know. Maybe I'm not closing my mouth.
But you'd like to use it in a church setting. You're glad to do
something like totally that. Yeah, totally like to do that.
So. Pretty cool. Thanks, Micah. And thanks for sitting in here for Caleb these last few days.